The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hey, I'm Molly Sims.
And I'm Amisha Gormley. We're two girls obsessed with one thing,
beauty.
And by that, we mean everything that makes you look
and feel
beautiful.
We're calling on our favorite health experts, industry insiders, and friends to answer all your beauty questions.
With a drink in hand.
Definitely with a drink in hand.
You're listening to Lipstick on the Rim with Molly Sims.
Does the idea of back to school stress you out, Em?
I mean, a little bit every year, but I also feel like every year there's like a new app or something that I need to download to help me get more organized, more prepared.
The back to school stresses me. It's always stressed me. It starts like mid-August. It's hard for me to say these words out loud that summer is over. Today, Em and I wanted to, we're gonna talk about those three dreaded words. Is it four dreaded words? No, it's three dreaded words. It's called back to school. For the moms. Let's face it, we're the ones doing everything for our kids. We're talking everything from our on-the-go beauty hacks, what we're pre-ordering for fashion, what we're trying to get ready for, what we're trying to get our kids ready for. We're going to dive right in because we really have so much to cover. And surprise, 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 we have a little section for our little ones. I mean, we really are really good moms.
I mean, I think we're present moms.
We are present moms.
That's probably the one thing, you know, that probably most people don't really realize about you, especially, is that you're like, Molly calls me at 8:03 a.m. Los Angeles time. And if she's not calling me at 11 a.m. my time, I'm like, what's wrong? Because she's driving her kids to school. She's dropped them off at 8 and she calls me right away.
I'm tired though. I'm tired. I need a vacation for my summer. I do. I really, especially this summer.
I think driving is the perfect way for us
to
pick up.
Driving. We're not going to talk about fashion right now. We're not going to talk about beauty. We're going to talk about some tips for moms and dads out there, for anyone who really needs the, you know, we always call it the 100 days of May, but I swear it's like 1,000 days of September and August. So like kids are back. So we wanted to give you guys a little bit of tips on what would make it easier. And Amisha and I have been together most of the summer and we really feel that even if you don't like the family, even if you don't like the kids of the family, the best thing to do is to carpool. How important is carpooling?
I live and die by the carpool. And I learned that when I moved to the suburbs because I actually coordinated all my kids' activities. And I think this is like the smartest maneuver to do. Coordinate with other families that your kids are friends with. And you can like pick up the phone to the mom and go, you know what? I've got a meeting. I can't make pickup for this game today. Can you carpool?
Yeah.
Organize the carpools in advance.
Don't be ashamed to carpool.
No.
Do not set your schedule. Another thing we both do is start a couple of weeks before with your calendar. What are they doing? Where do they need to be? What are your hopes and dreams for the new school year? And I know it's like, some things they'll never do, but it does help if you really make a list. Amisha is the queen of making playlists for her kids. Back to school playlists are also very important. You become not just a mom. You become a cool mom. You can do country.
I'm convinced. So this is actually a true story, guys. When I drive the girls to school in the morning back in the spring, I would be blasting whatever song I would have and Maeve would be in the car and we'd pull up to the car drop-off line and she would say, turn the music down. And before she would open the door, she would literally turn down the music because I was embarrassing her with my music. However,
Brooke says this.
Oh, it's fine. But what kind of music do you play in the car for your kids, Malls? Because we both love our country music.
Well, I do. You know, you girl, I love me some Walker Hayes. Scarlett and I love Chris Stapleton. We love country. But then, you know, the summer song was, hey, okay. I can't.
It's about damn time.
It's about damn time.
In a minute, I'm gonna be a sentimental.
I love, yeah. I mean, very excited about Beyonce. We actually saw her. Were you with us when we saw her
yes.
on the bike? Oh, my God.
I'm the one that mouthed, OMG, it's Beyonce. She threw me shade.
Okay, she was on a bicycle in the Hamptons. Her hair was like she had a wind machine in front of her, casually dressed, her skin glowing. We saw her with her family. We did not stop. We wanted to. Everyone in our cars wanted to stop. We kept going. We appreciated her family time, her beauty. And now we have to say, might be one of the best albums. So we love you, Bae. We were here for you.
And just as a sidebar, my kids called Jay-Z Beyonce's husband.
Yes, exactly. They did not call him Jay-Z. They're like, there's Beyonce's
They're
husband.
They're like, that's Beyonce's husband.
We digress. But we do love a little Apple Top 20. The problem is if you have young kids, it can be a problem because they start saying bitch, then they start saying the P word, then they start saying the S word, then the F word. So keep it clean if you've got younger kids because... Oh, even like the one that we loved. You're my best friend.
Oh, that one. I mean, yeah. There's a lot. I have to say, I play the explicit version in the car and I let my kids sing along. And I know that those words, I'm probably going to get so much like hate from this. But honestly, I'm like, if it's playing, they know it's a song. They know that they can't use that word in
okay,
real life.
I'm going to be a devil's advocate on this one. Cobra Kai. Listen, loved me some Karate Kid. 1, 2, and 3. Mr. Miyagi, I loved you. God rest your soul. Cobra Kai is now out. Very good show. Would I call it a family show? I would have until Gray called someone else the P word the other day. So we don't watch Cobra Kai anymore. I'm just saying it does come out. If you have an explicit playlist, you know, and you are the third child.
I got to tone it down. I'm going to tone it down this fall, guys.
You got to tone it down. Play dates. Set them up,
people.
I love a play date.
If there was one amazing reason to move to the burbs, guys, it's play dates because no one wants multiple. Like I right now, I can tell you I have 3 kids in my house for a play date. 3.
I love play dates. It's a community. It's a village. They love each other. We rely on each other. We do a really crazy soccer. They'll drop them off for dinner. They'll do, like I said, the carpool play dates are important. Building community, getting the kids together out of school. And I don't know. I love a play date. I love a play date. I love a snack. I love organizing a snack.
I think all of those things too, that what I like about the carpools, the play dates are the sense of community and camaraderie you have with other moms. Mm-hmm. I love that aspect of it because it is, we always say it takes a village and it does. And it's when you have your fellow villagers helping you pitch in because you're like, you know what? I need a break today. Can I drop my kid off for a play date? Or I've got to run an errand. Can you pick my kid up from school? I mean, that to me is like the sense of community that we get from our fellow moms.
I have to say, moving to LA was really difficult. I mean, as you know, moving from New York to LA was really difficult because LA is very, it's not the most welcoming city, I would say. It's because it's such pockets of people and everyone has their pocket, whether it's in West Hollywood or Beverly Hills or Silver Lake or the Palisades or Brentwood. So the pockets and then, you know, people who've been here for 50 years. But I have to say, having a great little community within the school has definitely, it's helped me. It's helped my family. It's a game changer. Summer's coming to an end and it's time to get your gut health back on track. Seed is who I find myself turning to time and time again. They become part of my daily routine and it's made such a difference in my life. I also have to say, the more I talk about gut health and really great probiotics, the more I keep hearing of people around me taking Seed too. They really are the best for a reason. Here's why. You guys have probably heard me mention at some point that all probiotics aren't created equal. Just because you're taking them doesn't mean they actually work. Seed is different because it's a broad-spectrum 2-in-1 probiotic and prebiotic, a formulation of 24 distinct probiotic strains in scientifically studied dosages.
These two-in-one capsules protect the probiotic through digestion to ensure delivery to the colon. That's really the key. For those of you who've never felt a difference taking a probiotic, it's probably because the good bacteria wasn't surviving your GI tract. Seed, as you can tell, is designed differently, and that's why it works, and why it works so well. Seed's daily symbiotic supports benefits in and beyond the gut. We're talking ease of bloating, healthy regularity, not to mention supporting your gut barriers, skin health, heart health, and micronutrient synthesis. It's all about the crosstalk between your intestinal cells and your immune cells. And guess what? Many, including myself, see improvements in digestion in just 24 to 48 hours after starting Seed. Well, if we haven't touched on the packaging, a little favorite topic of mine, you guys are going to love it. The capsules come in a very chic Hunter Green jar that can sit out on your vanity intentionally. Ready to join me? Start a new healthy habit today. Visit seed.com/lipstick and use code LIPSTICK to redeem 20% off your first month of Seed's Daily Symbiotic. That's seed.com/lipstick and use code LIPSTICK.
Are you looking for some good, clean positivity? Good, me neither. I'm Maddie Murphy and I host The Bad Broadcast, a weekly comedy podcast dedicated to talking about everything we love to hate. I searched my whole life to find my passion. Little did I know I had been practicing my true talent every single day, complaining. Join me every Monday wherever you listen to podcasts and be sure to follow me on Instagram at The Bad Broadcast to answer our weekly questions and for a chance to be featured on the show. See you there.
Okay, TV and bedtime. What do we do? How much time on the iPad? To each his own, people. I don't judge you. I mean, I judge Emisha, but like I don't judge anybody else because she judges me. Do you whip it out during breakfast, lunch, or dinner? Depends on who you are. There's no judgment. Use your iPad when you need it and use it smartly. Don't you think?
Yeah. I mean, with my kids, it's always like I let them use it probably more in the summer because they get worn out during the day. So I don't mind if they like want to rest with it at night. Honestly, in the mornings when I'm trying to get out the door and I'm making three lunches.
Yeah, there's no judgment.
It helps me get, just helps me. They just sit and they eat and they aren't wild and they aren't yelling at each other. And it just creates calm for me. I know that it's not the best thing in the world, but we also sit down as a family and have dinners together and talk. And you know, there is, to me, there's no judgment about it.
I
also love, now that Maeve is eight, I do encourage her. We lay in bed together when we're at home and we read together because I want her to do what I do at night. So her and I, when I put everybody else down in bed, I go in her room and we sit and we read together. And I think that's a great way for her to learn at a young age that reading is fun. It's pleasurable. It's not a task.
Reading is so important. I'm really good in the summer. I have to say the summer slide because I don't know. I feel like September, it just ramps up so hard. So we've definitely been doing 2 or 3 days a week, a half an hour of reading. He's starting to try to type. So if you have been one of those mothers who you're prepared or you're not, God help you come September. Sleepovers.
My daughter's not Grace, but Maeve has done, she started off with her cousin and then she's done like 2 sleepovers, but I prefer the sleepovers at my house. I don't mind if someone stays over here. Because then I have eyes on everything. But we do something called a sleep under.
Never done that.
Basically makes them feel like they're having a sleepover. They come over later. It's like a 5:30 play date.
That's
you
weird.
Throw on movie and a popcorn and they're in their pajamas. And then they get picked up like 8:39. It's great. Like I do.
It's just like a late play date.
It is, but it's nice because the kids feel like they're getting a sleepover, but they're not. And then the parents can like have like a babysitterless date night, you know? Like,
you think Brooks fucking Stuber would consider that a sleepover? I can tell you.
It's an age thing. I think it's definitely more easily passed by the 5-year-old girls, 6-year-old, 7-year-old girls than a boy. But yes, it works. It does the trick.
I just think anything that you need to do to get through September, you need to do. If you need to drink, drink. If you need to leave your husband with everything to do, just do it. I think it's September is probably between May and September. I think it's the two hardest months. I'm not going to lie. I don't like it. I hate getting them up. Like, well, it's also getting back on a schedule. You're so strict. Start doing the bed. Start at 5, so you'll get to the bedtime at 9. If you're in that my house, literally, it takes me 94. I need sleep help.
Oh. I mean, we just transitioned Lily out of a crib to her little bed. And let me tell you, that was not a success.
So we've been watching baking shows all summer. And you know, they're like so tired of watching a baking show. But it's the only way I can get them up there. And they're like, let's just watch one more. I'm like, we've been watching baking shows for 3 fucking hours. We're done. We're going to sleep. Anyway, I'm not excited.
Right, I think everybody wants us to talk about fall beauty.
Fall beauty, people. Awesome.
I have with me here some of my new favorite finds. And they, by the way, they've changed. So you go first because yours is, I'm excited to hear what's on your list.
So this is the trick, guys. The 5-minute makeup in the car. Who here has mastered mascara at a stoplight? Me. You have to be super careful doing that, by the way. But once you have it down, you have it down. I suggest you practice on a non-busy street. I can do a full face in the car.
I can. Oh, so can I.
Oh, yeah.
My mascara hack, by the way, for that is to know what route you're taking and what light is the longest red.
Yeah.
And I time myself. I try to like make the red right. And then I can just get my eyes done really quickly.
And speaking of natural light in a car, it's kind of dangerous because you literally can see.
I see chin hairs.
So it's a really good story.
I need to keep tweezers in the car. Actually, that's a good hack. That would be a great hack.
Speaking of mascara, this is not your favorite. So you just need to get off this podcast for 2 seconds and put on earmuffs because I love the Westman Atelier. What is it called? It's called Clean Black and it's I Love You. And I love Gucci and I love this mascara and I know it flakes just a tiny, tiny bit, but I think it's because yours was old and mine
is brand new.
Well,
I rebought a brand new one. I think it's because I produce more eye oil maybe.
What?
But I love the mascara. I think I produce more oil like
you do
around
get
my eyes. I love Gucci. I love every Westman product. I own it.
She really does.
I love it. It pains me that I can't use that mascara because I can't. I look like a raccoon.
You didn't like the Chanel one? No.
No, this is...
I like the Chanel one. Okay.
When I have my turn.
So, New Face, we launched it in August. They have the new Mini Plus Starter Kit. It's a game changer. It's sleek. It tightens. It lifts. It's microcurrent skincare, a neck, cheeks, forehead. It's instant facelift. It's great for depuffing. I've been using it all of August. It's the new Mini Plus. It's $245. I'm telling you, it's amazing. You can even do like a left and a right and do a difference. And they've got new technology to go along with it.
And that's a great size for travel.
It's great. I mean, look, Sandy Rose. I don't know if they have
anymore.
I like that. They have 3 colors. They have like a kind of a gorgeous dark gray. And this is like called Sandy Rose. It's like a blushy color. And then they have kind of like a dark black, violet black or something. It's really, really good for depuffing. Also, my new enzyme scrub, it's $50. It's Rhodial Vitamin C Papaya Enzyme because there's a lot of sunscreen on this face for the past few months. It's kind of disgusting. It's kind of clogged. And exfoliating, I love this enzyme. It's so good. Pairs well with my New Face Mini. Do it with your hands just a little bit wet. It's a great enzyme scrub. I love it. Also, my Merit.
I know you
Having
love
Powers,
Merit.
I'm just going to tell you right now. It's called Baby. And I know I've talked about it. I'm going to put it on right now too. It is like a brownie beigey. And it's like spice on crack. Do you guys remember spice from Mac?
Spice and malt were my go-to.
Oh,
combo.
Yeah. This is called Baby and it's Merit. I'm taking her in the fall. She's coming with me.
Okay.
It's so
right,
good.
I'm into it.
And I have a new Dew Blush. Again, this is another one. It takes 2 seconds, but it's transformative. New color called Chili. It's really good, people. It's like kind of a little bit of a rosy, dark, perfect transition for fall. We're moving away from peachy cheeks. Post-summer, I'm telling you, it's so good. It's from Say, S-A-I-E, and it's called Dew Blush in Chili. It's really going to get
chilly
wherever
you are.
That reminds
me of Monica Blunder launched her blushes.
Ah,
and
yes.
I'm obsessed with them. I think they're so pretty, and they are they're really pretty colors. Like, they're not traditionally colors I would go for in a blush.
Okay, new product found in the summer, the Tom Ford Glow Tinted Moisturizer. It's staying. It's complexion correcting, hydrating, super lightweight. Literally, it's a little bit expensive, but it's Tom Ford. It always looks good. It's white with like the perfect gold glow tinted moisturizer, SPF 15. Amazing. And if you want minimal coverage, though, the Summer Fridays, the Shade Drops. I think it's called Shade Drops. It's great. And it's SPF 50. I used it all summer. What about the Gizzoo? I did a hair mask, a new one. I mean, I love Virtue's hair mask, but Gizzoo, you know my lip oil that I have in Gizzoo, G-I-S-O-U?
Yeah.
They have a honey-infused hair mask. We've been loving this brand. It's so good. It's almost as good. It's on par with Virtue's. Let me tell you, it's mommy multitasking. This is what happens. I slap a mask on in the morning, then I twist my hair into a bun and I jump in the car and then I can do a 5-minute makeover. So basically, you're at the spa
before, while you're driving.
While you're driving. You've done everything.
It. And that's like the, you're like the mom hack goddess with that one.
Yeah. And also I invested this summer. You know, I got to the Goyard because of you, the bag that's waterproof. And I love it so much for sports because I really want to look like I'm in New York at Fashion Week, but I'm on a fucking soccer lacrosse field. So I got it monogrammed and it's a lot of money, but it's super chic. And I got it in the oversized version.
And I kind of want the oversized one now.
I have it. I got it in the blue and I matched it. It's
really
so good.
That.
Carrie had an orange clutch. Never seen it before. Don't know where you can get it. We could call Gab Waller, but
I know.
That was really good too. That was really good.
I love the convenience of a rideshare. Here in LA, as many of you know, driving is a whole thing. It's obviously a huge part of the culture, but sometimes you just need a break. Or sometimes I like to go out to dinner and have a drink or two, so driving isn't an option. Plus, parking here is such a gamble. You have to tack on so much time going anywhere. That's why I'm excited to tell you about Alto, a new rideshare I've been using. Alto owns its fleet of 5-star safety-rated luxury vehicles, which makes them a little different from the other rideshares. There's no toss-up on waiting to see what kind of car you're going to get or how nice it's going to be. The consistency is key, and I think that's what separates them from the rest. Super easy to use. You just download the Alto app, A-L-T-O. Download the app, and yes, we're giving you guys a code to try it out yourselves. In the promotion section, make sure to use code LIPSTICK for $20 off your first 2 rides. Look, I feel so much safer as a woman in a car with a driver who's been background checked and trained. Plus, huge perk, there's Wi-Fi. Say goodbye to the rideshare lot. Alto picks up curbside at your favorite airports, LAX, SFO, DFW, DCA, MIA, IAH, and HOU, Houston. This is huge because LAX has gotten rid of curbside pickups for rideshares, so Alto is here to make your life that much easier. Alto is currently on the road in Dallas, Los Angeles, Houston, Miami, DC, San Francisco. So if you're in one of those cities, you're in luck. Remember, download the Alto app and use code LIPSTICK in the promotions section for $20 off your first 2 rides. Download the Alto app and use code LIPSTICK in the promotions sections for $20 off your first 2 rides. Okay, I have something to admit that might be a little taboo in this day and age. I love a Diet Coke. In my family, soda was always viewed as something to enjoy for a special occasion, and I still try to carry that out for me and my kids. But we know so much more today than we did back then, when I found out there is a healthier alternative that tastes delicious without all the, you know what. Honestly, I had to try it myself. Meet Poppy. Okay, you guys, I have been using this, I swear now, for almost 8 months. I even love the name. It's a better for you healthy soda. You heard me, healthy soda. Each can is made up of real clean ingredients and packed with probiotics for gut health, glowing skin, and your immunity. It's literally just sparkling water, real fruit juice, a hint of natural sweetener, and 1 tablespoon of unfiltered apple cider vinegar. You guys, my kids are obsessed. Flavors are awesome. Cola, root beer, strawberry lemon, cherry limeade, orange, all full of so much flavor with every gut health benefit you could possibly want. I order them in cases. Super loves them. I love them. My kids love them. The packaging is bright. It's infectious. And we just did a lemonade stand and sold Poppy. I still can't get over that. I get to indulge in soda. That's good for my gut. By the way, you can also turn this into a cocktail. You can pretend your kids are drinking real soda. They also make the best mixers, requires no work but a handful of ice and a splash of whatever alcohol you're gravitating towards. If you're ready to kick your sugar addiction to the curb, use code
Molly Sims
for 15% off on Amazon and get sipping. I have a gut feeling you're going to love these.
You guys, anything for September, you're still going to have all their shit. You're still going to be doing, you're going into like a new season of sports. I suggest waterproof. It might not look good if you want to invest in the Goyard, but get something. Rachel Miriam, who does all like the monogram stuff, she is this great. I think I gave it for May for her birthday, the terry cloth.
Yeah.
If you do in the darker, it's a great bag. You guys, she's really good. And I love the Kuyana totes are really good.
Those
make great gifts. Yeah. Mark and Graham also, too. I mean, they're my beach bags. They're coming home with me.
I love it. All right. Well, I am not the mom who goes to drop off without anything on her face. It just...
You do your makeup before. I know you do.
I do my makeup before I go to drop off. I don't do a full makeup. I do. So this is... You and I have been using the Natura Bisset cocoon.
I can't believe you're just pulling this out right now.
I live and die for the eye cream. Guys, it's a tinted eye cream. It's not cheap.
They repackaged it. They took it off the market, by the way.
They repackaged it. This Natura Bisset cream is $235.
That's a lot.
It's a lot, but it's a face cream. I mean, it is a face cream. It just has a tint to it. It looks really scary and gray when you first open it up, but it adjusts to your skin. It adds like a really beautiful glow. It's really not makeup. It just is your day face cream. True. It's like an amped up tinted moisturizer on steroids is how I would describe it.
And by the way, a little goes a long way on that one.
A little goes a very long way on that one. Mascaras. So we did this beautiful event this summer. We went to, Molly brought me along to Nikkeo's 13 Loon event. And in the goodie bag was a mascara. And lo and behold, I've been on the hunt for a good mascara. This Ami Cole mascara.
AmiCole. Great line.
I've got to tell you, go to 13loon.com and check it out. It is, like the brush. I don't know if you can see the brush. It just,
they can't.
It
there has, is, you're, we're on a podcast. So describe
it's
it.
It's so beautiful. It's a black bristly brush that doesn't carry a lot. It's not clumpy, which I hate when the brushes and the wands have a lot of goo on them, and it holds the curl really well. So I will tell you that is my new go-to.
13 Loon. She has 174 brands now in 13 Loon. I'm so proud of her.
It's amazing. She's incredible. So you know I love a face oil. I'm always on the hunt for a face oil. And I just, tell me.
No, I can't believe we just figured this out. I figured this out.
The Francisco Costa?
I can't. I didn't know. It's Calvin Klein Francisco Costa.
So Costa Brazil is Francisco Costa of Calvin Klein, of formerly of Calvin Klein. And this Kaya anti-aging oil is like, if you're afraid of oils because you've got oily skin or you've got acne, it's for all skin types. It is not a heavy face oil at all. It really actually adds as a beautiful base for makeup, which leads me to my next product.
Wait, can I just add one thing? Because I didn't know
it
was I didn't know it was him. The bath salts are amazing.
They smell.
Don't let your kids come
body
in.
Body oil. It's beautiful.
Because they'll waste it. They'll pour too much and then it's all gone. It's amazing. It comes in a white bag. Super chic.
Super
no
beautiful.
No idea it was the same Francisco
I know.
Costa.
I mean,
no
idea. And the bottles look, all their packaging looks beautiful on your bathroom counter. So this summer, I ran into Blue Mercury to buy dry shampoo and I left $400 later. RMS, Rosemary Swift, who was like the mother of clean beauty, she launched a new foundation called Re-Evolve. And I love this. Look at this packaging. It's like you twist it and there's a pump that pops out. And it is a natural finish. I'm wearing it right now. I don't know if you can see.
You're dewy. You're glowy.
I'm
glowy.
You've
got good light too.
But not too much. Like when you look in the mirror, it's not like I have grease coming out of my pores. It's a really beautiful, if you like her Uncover Up, which is her, she was known for these little pots that all the makeup artists used. They're beautiful, like kind of creamy, sheer coconut oil based foundations that were in a pot. This is like the next evolution of it. And I'm obsessed. I'm wearing number 44.
She sent me this summer the reusable convertible blushes. I'm actually going to bring them. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, bitch. Go ahead and one up me.
This is the color
whatever.
I'm wearing right now.
Whatever. How do you have it?
This is the color. This is my color. And I never thought, look how deep. It's like a deep plummy brown color, but it's really shimmery and sheer. It's,
what color?
But it's not sparkle. The color is called Maiden's Blush, and it's a Redimension Hydra Powder Blush. So it's not talky looking. It really melts into the skin so nicely. Hold on.
By the way, that's really, it's really good. It comes in three, they have three colors. Wait, what was the color on the foundation? I'm getting that.
44.
Okay.
Yeah, I get it. It's amazing. September is where my tan is still alive and kicking, but I'm trying to maintain the glow and the bronze. And Shantikai launched this sunbeam cheek and eye shade called Ray.
Mm.
And I am wearing it as a bronzer.
Did you get this after you left me?
No, this is when I went to buy my dry shampoo.
Oh, well, I don't know. I think you must have left. Oh yeah, you had the products in the car, remember? You didn't open them. I wanted you to.
And then this is for dry. My skin after the summer is so parched, guys. My body looks like a lizard and I need to just hydrate it. So when I get out of the shower, the first thing I do when my body is still damp is I put this, I'm going to say it wrong, GOE oil. It's an all-over body oil that comes in a tube, so it's easy to travel with. It's really concentrated, so just use it sparingly. It's all natural. It's just 28 different plants, fruits, flowers, oils, and butters. And it is incredible. It melts onto your skin and it hydrates you so, so well.
Wait, I forgot one product. The Kosas. It's the Air Brow Clear.
Oh.
Takes 2 seconds. And it's really great. It's from Kosas. Can you see? It's kind of like a lucite.
Yeah,
so
it's
cool.
Beautiful.
Yeah, and your brows stay. Air brow.
Oh, and what I don't have it in front of me right now, but remember we saw the Hermes lip oils?
We did.
Those are beautiful.
We didn't get them. We wanted
them. I got
them.
One color. I have
color
one color, beige. It's really pretty. It's a pretty beigey. My only thing with it is it doesn't stay on the lips for very long.
You know, I'm still obsessing over our Chanel bronzer we got. That'll keep your tan.
Love that bronzer.
I love that one. It's so good.
And you got me into this Hourglass lip gloss. It is the
I love that
Unreal
one.
Halo.
Unreal Halo. That was from Joey Maloof. I think I actually stole his.
I finally purchased this recently and I love it. It's just a good clear. Looks white, but it's clear. So that's my mom face, guys. I'm wearing it right now. I'm literally wearing all
I
of
know.
My mom face.
We had fun this summer, didn't we?
Oh, we crushed it.
We did. We crushed it towards the end. We didn't crush it in the middle. We crushed it towards the end. Okay, fashion. Here we go.
If you know me, you know I really live for a printed pajama set. I could wear them all day long. In fact, sometimes I do, like actually right now. I really love when pajamas can double for real outfit day or night, especially a really luxe printed pajama. You guys, I'm so excited. I've talked about them before. I wear them on my feed. I wear them in life. They're called Print Fresh. They're a woman-owned luxury sleepwear and lifestyle brand for lovers of pattern and seekers of cozy like myself. There's so many new prints I've been living in. The Tiger Queen robe, I'm obsessed with. They also have the matching pajamas. The High Horse Sleep Set, Scarlett, my little equestrian, loves when I wear these. She really does try to steal them from me, but they're too big for her. One day she can have them. They also have great t-shirts that are super comfy and easy to throw on with anything in really fun colors. Also, you guys, they have a brand new statement-making home decor and accessories line full of personality. Okay, we are talking incredible print bedding, wallpaper, shower curtain bags, pool slides, headbands. There's so much good stuff. I'm particularly eyeing the flamenco quilted sham. It's fabulous for a guest room where you can have just a little bit of extra fun. And as you know, I love their makeup pouch sets too. Perfect for travel. You guys, their prints are so good. And when you don't want to add a print in because you think it's too much, you can add a bag. You can add literally a duvet, a sham. I love it. I'm telling you guys, Print Fresh makes for such a great gift. You'll be gifting everything from their line left and right, and their size ranging from extra small to 6X. There really is something for everyone. And with a new season around the corner, Print Fresh is welcoming fall-inspired pajamas and robes, perfect for the crisp months ahead. Just throw on your PJs, your robe, get your hot cocoa, tea, whatever makes you happy, maybe a fire going, and you will never be happier. Head to printfresh.com, printfresh.com/lipstick, and use code lipstick for 15% off your first order. You guys, you're going to be obsessed with this company.
East and West Coast is where we differentiate.
In a few days. I can't wait. Fall fashion is a little bit different here in LA to New York. So we're going to do a little East Coast versus West Coast, Em and I. Generally speaking, we talked about this at length in August. We love chocolate browns, right? Mm-hmm. We love monochromatic neutrals. We love olive because I don't like green. She doesn't like green, but we love an olive.
Mm-hmm.
We're going a little more plum. We love a black.
A navy,
a gray.
Oh.
Still love a stripe in September.
I mean, I live in stripes. I think I have 27 different stripe sweaters.
Also, I want on one note, I think there are definitely two types of moms, okay? I got dress mom and workout clothes mom. I usually fall into the I got dress mom camp, which mainly consists of printed tops. We love a flower top. I'm wearing a floral right now with jeans. We love Doen. Great blouses. We love Isabel. Frame jeans. They work really well. I'm also going to stock up on a few new investment pieces this season. I have my eye on, by the way, can we just talk about Totem? Do you guys?
Ugh,
I know. It's a new brand. It's not a new brand. That's wrong. It's a new brand for Em and I. Not crazy expensive. Not bad.
You know, it's an influencer brand.
No. It's an influencer brand?
Yeah, Totem was an influencer. She was, what was her name? Blonde, beautiful Instagram. She started her entire career on Instagram as an influencer.
I love her.
And she kind of went into like, I think she really wanted people to take her brand seriously. And she sort of went behind the scenes more so. Eileen Kling, that's it.
Eileen Kling. She has great kitten heel black. I'm getting those. She has the quilted cotton canvas jacket. It's like literally Totem spin on kind of like your English hunter jacket. It's super chic. It's chic, not at a sports event. It's chic just on the street at drop-off. I love my Nelly Lotan Francois jean. I still think for LA, the Honorine dresses are incredible. The double gauze dress that we have, we both love. I'm getting the Proenza Schuler top-stitched Chelsea boot. Ooh. I still love a lug sole boot. They're sort of cool. They add a little bit of fashion. I love Proenza's contrasting stitch. Kind of what you were saying about Totem when you were talking about that jacket. The contrast stitch is going to be good this year. It's going to be good.
Yeah,
Lulu Studio makes great sweaters too.
Yes. Oh, I love Lulu Studios. I mean, it's so funny because we talk about workout mom versus getting dressed up mom. Mm. And when I moved to the Burbs, in New York City, I would get dressed up and I would like walk out the door dressed to the nines. Here, I actually find my kids are going to school earlier, but I have to wear workout clothes in the morning when I drop the kids off at school with my 5-minute face, because it's the only way that I'll actually work out after I drop the kids off. Mm. If I get dressed for the day, I don't want to like change into workout clothes again. So that's sort of my thing, but I will make it look chic. I will tell you, I love my Loewe sneaker.
I love it. I have it.
It's just
what color
the best
do you have?
Sneaker. I have that camel color with the black trim or navy trim, whatever it is. It's really simple. And then if you want a lower price point, I do have, and you saw them, I actually wore them when we went on our walk on the beach this summer, those New Balance.
I love the New Balance.
Yeah, they're called the 327. I got them in white with the black, same vibe as the Loewe for, one-tenth the price. Fall for me in New York in East Coast is really like the time to wear dresses with sneakers or boots because you're not sweating. Like if you can throw like a big sweater or cardigan over your dress and wear a cute pair of ankle boots and then you're kind of done. But I will tell you, one of the things that I have been loving lately, and I looked in my closet the other day and I was like, I have way too much of this brand, is Frank and Eileen. They are the most, talk about wardrobe. It is basic pieces, but like simple, the quality is a 10.
All summer I wear the pants. They're going with me into the fall. The shirts are incredible.
Right now.
Yeah. They have a great kind of longer shirt for like a cover up. You can also tie it.
Great.
They're great. Frank and Eileen, I don't know if you guys know them. I have a Henley sweatshirt.
I love the sweatshirt. That sweatshirt is like my dress up sweatshirt. It's so cozy. It's so comfortable. And it looks like it's, actually a designer item as opposed to just like a sweatshirt. It's fantastic.
And also we love a piece apart.
I love a piece apart.
See, their sizing is terrible. It's really bad. I still do love like an Ulla sweater. I really do.
I do too. I have to say I do too.
And I love Kate, even though I don't get their sweaters because they're too heavy for LA. But I do love like a couple pieces from Kate.
Yeah. I mean, to me, the one thing that I knew I had turned into an adult was the turning corner when I stopped buying Zara sweaters and so I started investing in sweaters.
Yeah.
That was when I was like, oh, I'm a grown up now. Because I do think you want to invest in beautiful sweaters because they do. They're timeless. They last. You get them in like the basic colors, like a navy, a beige, a gray, a stripe. And Laline always is like my go-to for striped sweaters, which
love.
I have a lot of. I love. And then I'm going to close with boots because I am such a boot person. My shoe game is super, super strong.
You are good. You do love a Chanel flat in the fall.
I love a Chanel flat. I have those great Hermes loafers, the one with the buckle. I love those. I'm kind of eyeing the ankle boot version for fall. They're beautiful. I tried them on in the spring and I was like, oh, I just can't pull the trigger on something I'm not going to wear for 6 months. So I think those might be my fall boot because they're just classic. They're simple. They're not trendy. I can wear them to dinner. I can wear them running around because they've got like a really small heel and they're timeless.
I have my old Celine riding boots. I'm going to pull back out. I've had those for like 4 years and I love them because they don't really have a heel. They're kind of flat. They look like you should be in the English countryside. Like you could live in London, but you're not.
By the way, one of the hottest pictures I've ever seen of Molly is not a modeling one. It's of her standing with like Scarlett wearing full riding gear and like the helmet. I'm like,
oh yeah,
that must be porn for Stuber. Cause like I would look at that and be like, get your riding boots on.
Yeah. I can dress the part. I don't ride, but
you sure dressed the part. It was fantastic. I remember that day
really
too.
Good.
I remember it. I took that picture.
Yeah, you did.
Anyhow.
I know she's doing so well. I also love good denim in the fall. I know I talked about the Nelly Lowton, but Air makes a great jean, the Pop, AYR.
I love Air. I just bought two pairs of the Great pants.
I love the Great. They have great stuff. I mean, no pun intended.
Yeah,
we also
exactly.
thought we would do a little bit of kids version because it's fun and we do love a little back to school. Actually, I was saying I got all of our kids are obsessed with backpacks and we love the Stony Clover backpacks. And then State.
We love State.
We love State. And it's 90 yeah. bucks. They last. The Rogers lunch. Great. Probably my number one thing. Yes. Mabel's labels. I need more.
Oh yeah.
Mabel's fucking labels. I love them.
I love. You got me into Mabel's labels. I have all of them. I label everything.
My kids can't ever find. They lose their shirts and their sweatshirts. By the way, I go into the school. I'm like, fucking Mabel's labels. Saves me every time. Label it, people. Don't think it's
label
coming back
everything.
Without a label because it's not. It's never coming back if you don't have a label on it. Also,
it's
the
so
name
true.
Stamp. So Amy, who works with me, found this. It's an actual stamp. It's called...
She's obsessed with it.
Even though Gray found the stamp and then he stamped his shirt, his new shirt, 100 times all over his new shirt. So
he's not losing his shirt.
He's not losing that shirt. Don't let your kids get a hold of the name stamp, but it's reusable up to 1,000 times. It's really good. It comes in different animals. It's super cute.
So I have a hack with water bottles that I do. I order the Yeti water bottles with their names on it. It's actually the same. I thought
That is the worst advice in the world. You think that Yeti $90 water bottle...
They're $29.99. Literally.
There's nothing Yeti that's $29.99.
Yeah, they're just the kids' water
bottles. By the way, they
make
great sports gifts. I will say, like, it's a great sports gift.
Yeah, I think they're $24.99 or $29.99. I can't remember. But it's free to customize them. So you just have their like little initials monogrammed on it. And they actually
Amazon water bottles.
They lost it once.
Try to not do the plastic because of Geller, which
yeah.
we learned so much about that. Also, teacher's notes.
Mm-hmm.
Wherever you get your stationaries, there's cute ones called Cherry, C-H-E-R-E-E. It's called Cherry Berry Paper. And it's really good to make your kids write notes. You write notes, write thank you notes, kiss your fucking teacher's asses because it will come back no matter what you do. I love my teachers, by the way. I can't wait.
I do too. We had such a great teacher.
I love my
teachers.
By the
way, I stand corrected. $25 for the 12-ounce kids bottle from Yeti, guys. Just going to throw it out there.
There is no way I'm spending $25 on a water bottle. I'm just telling right now. Not for a kid. But that's just... difference between me and you. Your kids will look perfect with their water bottles. Okay, snacks.
Oh.
The seaweed
snacks. If I hear that word in my house one more time.
Can I have a snack? Can I have a snack?
I'm like, you just ate breakfast. How can you be hungry?
I know. I wish I could say I'm all organic. I know. They don't like them though. They like them and then they don't like them. And so that's all that's left. They'll eat them. Like they like, we're the real Doritos, the Fritos, yeah. The Cheetos.
Yeah. Yeah. We now like both Molly and I, you know, have crumbled when you see the non-organic snacks in our pantry.
We're like, fuck
like,
it. It's the end of summer.
Shit's
Frito
falling apart.
It up. I don't care.
The jig is up. We've thrown in the towel. You want a orange puffy that's going to stain your fingers for 3 days? You
totally.
Go with your bad self.
We came home. Where were we? And they all had blue hair. I'm like, that was fun.
That was the hair chalk I bought at CVS. I'm sorry.
Are you bought that?
Yeah.
Thanks. That was my couch. Thanks. I love the Thrive Market veggie sticks. Those are really good. The multi-pack.
Yep.
Anything Annie's. Oh, the Good Pops. The Good Pops are great for any snack.
They are. They are. I've got to tell you guys, Goodles mac and cheese.
Oh, yeah. Goodles mac and cheese. It's
oh,
good.
My God.
It's
guys,
really good.
It tastes like Kraft dinner, not to be like bad, but like, you know when Kraft dinner was so good? It tastes like Kraft. It tastes like the Annie's white cheddar, but it's actually full. I think it's, you know, got something like 20 something nutrients in it of like meaningful value. Your kid, you don't feel bad about your kids eating it. Mm-mm. I eat it. Gal Gadot started it.
Mm-hmm. It's really, really good. Also the Go-Go Squeeze applesauce. Every kid loves it. It's full of sugar. Yeah. It's organic and it's terrible for them, but they love it. Once Upon a Farm, Jen Gardner's line. Incredible kids food, great little fruit and veggie smoothies. You can also put them actually in their smoothies like an adult.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Really good. Organization. Home Edit, you guys know.
Oh, yeah.
Love me some Home Edit. They have pretty much their whole line now is on their site. And also they have an incredible brand extension at Walmart. Get organized. I will say, let your kids know where their things are supposed to be so they can put them back. They're amazing. Like you should home edit in August and September.
Yeah. I
whatever
home
you
edited, not with the real home edit. I just did it like
no,
my
you
own
home
version.
Edit your own
but
self.
I copied off of their Instagram my under the sink a mm-hmm. year ago to a T. I copied it. I went out and my husband was like, why did you spend $500 at the Container Store? And I was like, because I'm going to home edit under the sink. And he rolled his eyes. Guess what? A year later, guys, my under the sink looks perfect. Not crap falling on me every time. I would literally used to just shove things under my sink and hope to God that something wouldn't tumble on me when I opened it. And now it looks like Home Edit came into my house and did it.
What did Brooke Stuber tell you about your pantry?
So it was the best pantry he's ever seen, guys.
Brooke's walked in this 7 years ago.
Just going to tell you.
This is the best family. Are you fucking kidding me? Like, I produced the show. I hired them. Misha did the cheaper version.
DIY version.
The DIY version. By the way, though, I will say your pantry is sick.
I did good. By the way, can I tell you the true story about this? This is how bad time is in like your life, like to find spare time. I did that pantry organization in a blackout with a flashlight because we had no electricity.
That's right. I was on the phone with you. And then, yeah, you had just left me and you weren't supposed to be using your battery. But you were.
Exactly. And I was like, well, I'm just going to organize a pantry because I got, you know, 2 days with no power.
Any type of storage you guys can do and keep you organized because there's so much shit. Like, they're just so much. Like, also, because we like to celebrate pretty much every holiday, put it in bins and label it. I will tell you and go through it. You're not going to keep the crumpled pottery that's breaking, that's already half broken.
Yeah.
Throw it away.
Kids' art, by the way, guys.
I love kids' art, though.
I love keeping kids' art. But I mean, Gracie from school last year would come home with her folder every day with 2,900 pages pouring out of her folder. And I would try to throw it in the garbage. And she'd be like, why'd you throw my work out? I'm like, it's you writing the letter Z 100 times. Like, I'm not saving it. But there is actually a company and we're going to have to search it. But there's a company that you can actually send your kids' art into in a box.
Oh,
and they
yeah.
turn it into a book.
I made in my house upstairs, I made a whole wall. Like I made look like a frame. You've seen it. And I love it. And
I love that.
I love
do
it.
Something like that.
You should do something. Or like the magnetic board. We have like a big magnetic board and print your pictures. I know it's kind of old school, but print them. And it's just.
I love printing every season.
I do. Every season.
Every season I print. I totally do too.
I think for fashion for kids too, you're pretty much, I mean, you can speak to this better than me, but J. Crew and Zara, you can't mess it up.
I go to for J. Crew now for everything. I used to, Molly knows this, when I first had Maeve, I was like, oh my God, I'm only dressing her in European clothes.
She did.
And I mean, her wardrobe was next level.
It was.
And
she was literally, she was like,
She was a fashionista. She had a fur vest, which again, I'm sure is really inappropriate, but she looked so with Golden Goose sneakers.
She looked amazing. That's when Golden Goose was cool too.
Oh yeah. I mean, she was great. But here's the good thing, guys. I ended up having two more girls. So in the grand scheme of things, she worked out.
Can I just talk about one of my best girlfriends? Her store is called Poppy. It's very famous. It's in Marin. Oh. It's in the Brentwood Market and it's in Montecito. And my friend Jenny Belushi and Heather own this kid store. They now have a baby registry. They now have a sick site. We're trying to talk her into doing their own line with Liberty Prints. Poppy, P-O-P-P-Y stores. It's so good. The gift, the dress. She carries Bon Ton. She carries Louisa Misha. She carries what's the underwear we love?
Esme.
Great loungewear. She's starting to go a little bit into women's fashion. So good.
I always go in there whenever I'm in LA and I bring my kids home stuff. It's just the best edit, best curated kids clothes ever, ever. Here's what I'm going to say. I'm going to throw this out there because I think, you know, I would get kind of side eyes from certain people in my life when I would dress my kids up, or I'd be like, no, you have to wear your these clothes. And I am a believer that, you know, not to be like you have to care about how you look as a girl. I'm not remotely suggesting that. But, you know, taking care of yourself and like putting, like making your, like I can tell when Maeve feels good, right? And it's like she has that little Riley and Crew outfit, remember Molly, that we got her this summer and she's obsessed with it. I think that, you know, I'm not the person that goes, just pick out whatever mismatched outfit you want and just wear that, because I feel like a lot of parents do that and it drives me crazy because kids don't know. And then when they're older, I actually feel like you're giving them, like with Maeve now, I feel like she actually is getting her own little sense of style. Like Scarlett has such an eye, and it's because you kind of...
I don't think so. She like wore, she took scissors and cut the shorts. I was like,
but that's her like putting her like little like fashion twist to it. Like I love that. I always expressed myself.
If she wears another ponytail with the two strings.
Oh, she loves that. Even when her hair is wet, she pulls it out.
She pulls it out, you guys. Like it's like literally, she like pulls out the
very 90s, very 90s.
Tiny, like little, like just a strip. You guys can't see me right now, but it's just like she pulls this out and she pulls everything back and she's like, when I don't do it to her, she gets, she likes to be heard, Scar. She does have a good sense of style. Just when she cuts off things, like, I'm like, I don't like the lace. The lace is the best part.
Yeah. No, I mean, itchy is the biggest thing. Itchy. But like, I feel like, I mean, I don't know. I just think you have to direct kids a little bit, not let it be a complete and utter free for all.
We can get through September. We can do it. It's not easy. It's not. It's something that I dread, but we're in it.
We got football season coming up.
Yeah, we got football. You can drink. Your husbands will be happy. Your partners. You got a ton of sports. Goes fast.
I love having like the fire going out on the East Coast, and
I love being in 107 degree heat. We really prepare for fall. We really do.
I know. It's like a sport.
Like a sport.
I feel like I'm behind, actually. I feel like I'm not where I need to be.
Well, I love you. Love me some Summit. Love you guys.
Love you.
Bye. Thanks for listening to Lipstick on the Rim with Molly Sims and my ride or die, Emisha Gormley. We are always so excited to bring you guys along on this journey. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok at Lipstick on the Rim, or my website where we just dive a little bit deeper into my favorite products, trends, and much, much more on mollysims.com. This podcast is a production with Dear Media. A special thanks to my team, Elizabeth Tawfield, Schaefer Carrillo, Ken Orion, and Anna Sessions, and everyone at Dear Media. Don't forget to listen and follow wherever you get your podcasts so you never miss out on the fun.